Two women who head major labor groups in Wisconsin say they think union membership can reverse declines over the last decade and grow. Their optimism comes as thousands of union members plan to take part Monday in Milwaukee in the annual Labor Fest celebration. WUWM's Chuck Hornbach prepared this report.
Demonstrators outside the state capitol in Madison chanted "Kill this bill" in 2011 in an unsuccessful attempt to stop passage of the Act 10 legislation that curtailed the power of most public sector unions in Wisconsin. Act 10 was one of the efforts during the Walker administration that hurt the labor movement. But Stephanie Bloomingdale is hoping for a turnaround. Bloomingdale was elected the first female president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO last fall. On her first Labor Day in charge of the statewide organization, she's pleased with a recent Gallup poll that showed 64% of those responding approve of labor unions. That's the highest percentage in 15 years and one of the highest in the last half century. Current union membership nationwide is only about 10% of households, but Bloomingdale says more people can be recruited into the labor movement.
It's going to take a lot of hard work. And it's going to take energy on the ground and people talking to each other. The other thing that this is going to take in order for working people to realize what they're showing that they want in this poll is that we need to pass labor law reform.
Bloomingdale mentions the PRO Act, which was introduced in Congress a few months ago. It would repeal so-called right-to-work laws passed in about 24 states, including Wisconsin, laws that labor says hurt union organizing. But the U.S. Chamber of Commerce calls the PRO Act pernicious. Increased public approval of unions comes as the U.S. unemployment rate is less than 4%. But Bloomingdale says that doesn't mean labor groups are without a message.
Unemployment may be low on the books, but what is happening is more and more people are working one, two, even three jobs just to make ends meet. And no American should have to work more than a 40-hour work week in order to put food on the table and to have a good life.
Pam Fent says during a time of low unemployment, wages for working people should be rising faster. Fent's been president of the Milwaukee Area Labor Council since 2017. She says unions can grow by promoting their successes.
Workers United was out doing informational picketing a couple times this summer. They represent the workers at the Pfister and the Hilton hotels, and they negotiated a very good contract this summer.
And Fent says the Stagehands Union has negotiated its first contract with the Milwaukee Bucks. Fent says Milwaukee unions are happy with new Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers, but not with Republican lawmakers who blocked Evers' effort to repeal the state's right-to-work law and restore a wage requirement for public works projects. Still, Fent says unions are motivated.
Oh, absolutely. We have a lot of hope that the governor is going to be able to continue to push things forward that help both public and private sector workers.
Fent says nationally, the biggest threats to worker rights are policies and funding choices made by the Trump administration. But a recent AP poll shows public support for Trump's handling of the economy has gone up to 46%. And if that increase continues, it could make it harder for unions to recruit. Today, though, labor plans to celebrate with a parade in downtown Milwaukee and food and activities at the Summerfest grounds. Chuck Hornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.